Dear Saints, it is said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If that's true, I suppose we could say that ugliness is in the eye of the beholder too. And yet, most of us can agree that certain people are beautiful or ugly. We know the classic tales of ugliness, the ugly caterpillar who turned into the beautiful butterfly, Beauty and the Beast, the Phantom of the Opera, Quasimodo from Notre Dame. Perhaps you can think of a specific time when you saw somebody and you just found them ugly. Perhaps we may react critically to someone who is overweight, unkempt, or dirty, obviously poor, or has been in an accident and is disfigured. I wonder if the type of person that we regard as ugly says as much about us as it does about them. Often we dislike people who remind us of our own faults. Someone irritated by a man who still has thick hair is perhaps reminded of how much hair he has lost. Someone struggling with a weight problem may not want to be around people with the same problem. If we despise the poor, perhaps our relative wealth has made us arrogant. If we try to ignore someone who has been disfigured in an accident, it may be because they remind us that accidents happen at any time and are unpredictable, and we may be the one to suffer such a fate. It's the same reason people don't like hospitals or open caskets at a funeral. Seeing such things reminds us of our own mortality. But if we are honest with ourselves, when we look in a mirror, we must admit that we all have our faults. None of us is wholly attractive. Even movie stars have their good side and their bad side. They cover up their blemishes with makeup. They know every problem with their skin and every imperfection all too well. Why is all this? Well, the root cause, I suppose, is original sin. The sin we inherited from Adam and Eve, our first parents, inevitably leads to a decline in our appearance as we age, if nothing else. But far more than our external appearance is our spiritual one. By nature, each of us, without Christ, is ugly to God because of our sin. And God's law serves as a mirror to show us our spiritual faults, to show us our spiritual ugliness. Were it not for Christ, God would be repulsed at us and banish us from his presence forever. But we also know that appearances can be deceiving. If anyone in the history of the whole world should have been dazzlingly handsome, we would expect that it would be Jesus Christ, the Son of God, perfect, the perfect man, God incarnate, sinless, perfect in every way. And yet, what does our text prophesy about him? Many were appalled at you, for his appearance was disfigured from that of a man, and his form from the sons of men. He had no attractiveness or majesty. We saw him, and he had no appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of pains, familiar with sickness, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not regard him. We may imagine that our Lord was impressive, dignified, majestic, a perfect physical specimen. And that may be how he's portrayed on TV or in the movies. Yet the New Testament never gives us a physical description of Christ. It never tells us how tall he was or how much he weighed or what his hair looked like. Vain human beings who judge superficially may have even dismissed him as rather ordinary. But whatever his appearance, the Gospels tell us that at many times in his life, this prophecy was fulfilled. Christ was spurned and rejected. People did turn away from him, averted their eyes from him, closed their ears to his preaching. And throughout Lent, we are mindful of these events, the events that will transpire during Holy Week, as Isaiah's description of the suffering servant reminds us. Then, his prophecy will come to its fullness in the physical violence that Christ suffers during his passion. Beaten, scourged, crucified, an abhorrent sight in the ancient world, and if we were to see a crucifixion today, we would be just as appalled. He was ugly to the eye, his hands and his feet pierced by iron nails, his thorn-encircled brow dripping blood, a jagged gash in his side where the soldier pierced him. Who would want to look at that? As Isaiah foretold, many would have been appalled at him, for his appearance was disfigured beyond that of a normal man. He didn't even look human anymore. He seemed to have no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. Yet when we think about why Jesus became so ugly, our view of him may change. The ugliness of our sins was placed on him. His disfigurement, his wounds, his scars were inflicted by our wrongdoing. He was marred because he took our trespasses on himself. All the ugliness of our sin was placed on him. He suffered scorn and derision, the same thing that we may feel toward others or directed toward ourselves. But most of all, Christ suffered the rejection of his Father for the sin of all humanity, the sin Christ bore for us and suffered in our place. For that reason, we can rightly sing the hymn, "Beautiful Savior." His appearance to us through our eyes of faith is majestic beyond compare, for his ugly wounds have earned for us eternal life. The servant who was despised and rejected by men will reject no one who comes to him in faith. "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out," says Jesus. No one is too ugly without or within to be received by our Lord. God sees through appearances. When God looks at you, what does he see? A baptized child. He sees you robed in Christ's righteousness and was placed upon you in your baptism, adorned with the splendor of not your holiness, but of your Savior's. So shall we ever stand before him by his grace. And in like manner, we should regard one another, not as ugly sinners, but as those clothed with the beautiful righteousness of Christ. Isaiah writes, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul exults in my God, for he has clothed me in garments of salvation. With a robe of righteousness he has covered me." In the name of Jesus, amen.